Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.
Admit it, you've been in a lift or at a funeral when suddenly you have to fart, so you hold it in. But given that passing gas is part of the natural digestion process, is it bad for you to hold it in? Dr. Claire Collins, yes, that's her real name, is a professor of nutrition and dietetics at the University of Newcastle in Australia. Claire, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is it clear whether if you hold in a fart, whether it's bad for you or not?
Well, believe it or not, I went to a lot of trouble to investigate that by looking at the research, and the results were equivocal. So some people thought, gee, maybe all that extra pressure might contribute to diverticular disease, which just means there being so much pressure in your colon or the last part of your gut that it causes little pockets of the bowel to pop out. And I found other reports where they said, nah, load of rubbish, it doesn't matter at all.
Mm. But if you hold in a fart, are you putting off the fart rather than getting rid of it altogether, or does it have someplace else to go?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So if you're holding on to the gas and you'd have to have very tight sphincter muscles to do that, well, then some of the gas will actually be reabsorbed into your circulation. And if it's reabsorbed, then it will get expired by your breath. And some of it can be pushed further up your gut, so causing your abdomen to distend and make you really uncomfortable. But ultimately, as more gas is produced, yep, it'll just all work its way out in one uncontrollable big fart.
Right, okay. And is there a singular cause of farting?
Well, there's not a singular cause, but believe it or not, some of the gas that you expel does come from air that you swallow. And then the other place where you make gas is after you swallow your food, it goes down into a big holding tank. That's your stomach. And your stomach is highly acidic. And when that acid drops its load into the next part of the intestine, called the small intestine, your body pumps in all of this bicarb, just like baking soda, trying to neutralize the acid. And that produces a bit of carbon dioxide. But the biggest source of gas comes from the very last part of the bowel itself, called the large bowel, the large intestine, or the colon. And in your colon, you have a lot of healthy bacteria that are trying to salvage any last remnants of food that it can possibly latch its little bacterial hands onto. And it ferments that away. And that fermentation process produces the bulk of the gas that we end up expelling as flatus or wind or farts, however you want to call it.
And is there a range, if you like, of a normal amount of gas emission? And if you're below that or over that, then perhaps something is wrong.
You know, and that is absolutely fascinating. It's probably not surprising that there haven't been too many people volunteer for those experiments. But there was this, yeah, you can imagine. There was one wonderful experiment, though. They got 10 healthy volunteers to sign up. And just to make sure they were going to produce plenty of gas, they got them to eat half a large can of baked beans, and then they taped an apparatus onto their back passage and captured all of the gas. And what was really interesting was that on average, they produced 705 mils of gas. Now, it's measured, gas is measured in a volume, the same way cups are measured, and a cup is around 250 mils. So they produced, you know, close to 3 cups of gas on average, but the range was 500 mils to 1.5 litres. So it varies. Isn't that amazing? So
that's like a Coke bottle of fart.
Yeah, that's right. So some people only produced 2 cups of gas, but imagine if your friend's the one producing 6 cups of gas. So you wouldn't want to be sitting next to them on the bus now, would you?
No, but it doesn't mean if you're producing 6 cups, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong necessarily. It just varies from person to person.
It does vary from person to person, and it varies based a bit on what you eat. And the types of gas you produce also vary depending on the types of bacteria that normally live in your colon as well. But the other thing I found fascinating was that the number of farts you have per day varied between about 6 to 10, and the average being 8. And Do you want to have a guess at this one? Who do you think produced the most gas, men or women?
Women.
You know, it was actually exactly the same.
Ah.
So, you know, I know we often accuse you of producing the most farts, but we actually produce about the same amount of gas. But the other fascinating thing was we still produce gas and we still fart when we're asleep, but about at half the volume, so just a little bit. And it's just so interesting, isn't it?
Yes, there's a lot more detail perhaps we could go into, but probably people don't want to hear that at this hour of the day. Dr. Claire Collins is a professor in nutrition and dietetics at the University of Newcastle in Australia. Claire, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. It's a great topic to talk about because, you know, we all pass wind.
We certainly do. Though, of course, when women do it as much as men, it smells like roses.